We're following this morning the theme set by the material that you follow, and it's about the two greatest commandments. But I thought that one of the ways that we can explore this, and I was thinking particularly perhaps of children who we don't have any at the moment, but we can still explore the same idea. What I was going to ask was, if you think of a classroom setting, how does a classroom work best? Does it work best if the children are in charge or if the teacher is in charge? You don't really need to answer. Obviously, it works best if the teacher is in charge because the teacher has the knowledge of the subject. It also works best if something else happens. How does it work best if the children are all off doing their own thing and ignoring each other and competing with each other? Or does it work better if they're cooperative with each other, they're helping each other? Again, the answer is self-evident. It works much better if they are cooperating, showing love and concern for one another, and in that way they all learn a lot easier and a lot quicker. And as we come to look at the passage in a little while, we'll look at some other ways, some other analogies. But I think that classroom setting is a very good one to start. And obviously, if you were to make the analogy with our own situation, then the teacher is God and we are the students. And so it's self-evident, in a way, how our relationships need to work.